Although it became really an international highlighted concern perhaps around March this year, the first cases may have occurred in late 2013.
And how prevalent is it?
Well, it's hard to tell because we've had several waves of the disease, and reporting in rural areas is usually quite poor. What we see different in this particular Ebola outbreak is how severely affected the urban populations, like in Conakry, have been. So it's of great concern, and as far as prevalence, we have not seen to date such a large outbreak as we are experiencing now, although we've known of other Ebola outbreaks in different parts of Africa since 1976.
And what is the connection to bushmeat and fruit bats specifically?
Well, we have to understand what the connection with fruit bats or wildlife in general and the human population, how Ebola virus behaves in its normal cycle in the forests. When we, as humans, go into the forest, either for hunting or gathering food, and we would probably hunt the first animal we encounter, which could be weak or ill, and then we bring it back to our village, there's some risk there of bringing back, in this particular case, maybe an Ebola-affected animal. That's where we have the wildlife or bushmeat back to the village. I mean, you could have transmission to humans, either the hunter who is dressing the animal, cleaning it for food preparation, or other villagers that may be involved with the food preparation, including women. And there you have that transmission of the virus to the human population. If that person is sick and goes to a medical center, then that particular ill person undergoes treatment by either nurses or physicians, medical personnel. You could have the virus transmitted to those people that are trying to help. And if this happens in an urban population, in an urban setting, well, then the human-to-human contact rate is greater and disease can spill over.
What is FAO doing to support these governments?
Initially, FAO has participated in some of the work of the World Health Organization in trying to understand a bit more what are the risks, how extensive the problem is, what are the connections with wildlife or livestock, and is there a way that we can contribute to stopping this epidemic.